in 5, 4, 3. Yes, it is true. Ozzy is the new Bing Crosby. It's not just clickbait, I promise. So stick around for this week's Wicked Riff Wednesday, except it's on Thursday, episode number 8. Here we go. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to another Wicked Riff Wednesday. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, with the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Wicked Riff Wednesday podcast. And today we are going to be talking about the Ozman himself and his buddies in the old Black Sabbath. So we're going to be getting into all of that in a second. I'm going to explain to you, I promise I won't drag it out too long, the significance of the title. It's not just clickbait. Well, it is kind of clickbait, but it's a little bit more than that. Anyways, so you're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is the website. Please go there. Check out all the cool stuff. Share the podcast. Buy the merchandise. We love you. We love you. A quick shout out to one of my, I consider him a super fan, a great guy, Ken Cataldo. It is his birthday today, so happy birthday, Ken. Thank you so much for being a part of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We really appreciate it. I love all the comments on Facebook and all the interaction with our podcast, so happy birthday, Ken. Okay. Oh, and real quick, you want to get in on some background stuff? Behind the scenes stuff? You want to get some exclusive music, exclusive video? Please join my inner circle. You can do that at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. There's all kind of cool jazz there. EP, if there's a free downloadable EP, you get to hang out live with me while I'm doing the shows. We get to have input on what topics we do. It's all kind of cool stuff there. Just go there and check it out. You're going to like it, I promise. So let's get into it today. Ozzy Osbourne just recently did an interview. I'm trying to get situated on my chair here. Recently did an interview with the Philadelphia Inquirer where he talked about a whole bunch of stuff. But there was a funny sort of quote at the end of the interview where he talks, you know, about like, you know, going, you know, he plays these shows now and there's, you know, people with their kids and their grandkids. And he says he got a letter from a 70-year-old lady who said, you know, I just love your music. And me and my son, I bring him to all the concerts and we just love it. And he's like, Ozzy says, yes, I am the new Bing Crosby. And it's really like when I was a kid, I just never dawned on me or never thought too much about it's there would become a time in history where hard rock, heavy metal would become, you know, something that like older people would actually like. So it's a kind of a funny little thing. But let's talk a little wee bit about this interview. Ozzy, you know, sort of confessed that he didn't really have a great time on the last Sabbath tour. It was, you know, the last thing they did. You know, he's like, I'm not going to do it again. And some of that is, he's used to being the boss. You know, when it's Ozzy Osbourne, he calls all the shots. They do the music he likes. He does it in the way he wants to do it. And he said he felt like he was kind of getting shit from the other guys in Black Sabbath about just being who he was, Ozzy. And I think that they probably don't want any prima donna stuff in there. And they're probably thinking, well, it's a band. So you get one quarter say. And that doesn't really fly with him. Metal Injection.com sort of framed it as Ozzy throwing his bandmates under the bus. That's not what it is at all. I'm going to put a link to the Philadelphia Inquirer article here. You can read it for yourself. He doesn't throw anybody under the bus at all. Yes, they could not. Him and Bill Ward weren't jiving, it wasn't grooving, and they couldn't work with him. But I think Bill probably has some health problems too. I think there's a little bit more to that story that's going on. I think they're trying to keep that kind of quiet. But yeah, I mean, he spent just like 10 years in Sabbath, and then he spent the next like 30 years as just Ozzy Osbourne. I may draw a comparison to my own life. I have never been married, and I don't have any children. And I have a girlfriend now who's like really like she would like to live together, and she's like she wants to get married someday and all this stuff. And I'm really resistant to that because, you know, I have spent my entire life as a single guy. It's what I'm used to. I want to do things my way. I want to do what I want, when I want, for as long as I want to do it. And so, you know, I'm not so sure that I could go down the whole that type of situation, like especially the marriage type situation. So I could understand from that where Ozzy may be coming from in just not wanting to put up with the band bullshit thing, because it is. And I've been in tons of bands as well, and some of you have as well. And you know that, you know, sometimes, you know, there's one or two guys in the band that are really smart. They know what the fuck's going on. And the other guys are just kind of just there, and they aren't really with it. They don't catch the vision, and it kind of becomes kind of a bummer for the one or two people who are really trying to drive the thing. So I don't think that Ozzy was throwing his bandmates under the bus, but I can't imagine that there's going to be any more Black Sabbath stuff. I'm pretty sure that that's completely done. However, Ozzy also in this interview with the Philadelphia Inquirer did clarify that the No More Tours tour doesn't literally mean that he's not going to tour at all. He's just trying to settle. He's just trying to scale it back a little bit, because he's like, I know I don't need to do this to pay the bills. This isn't my job. It's my passion. And he's like, you know, I wasn't there as much as I should have been for my kids. And I have grandkids now, and I don't want to keep doing that. I want to be part of their lives as well. I'm paraphrasing all of this, so you can read it in the article below. But anyways, so this week's Wicked Riff is, you know, I'm just putting it out there. Ozzy Sabbath, War Pigs is probably one of my favorite Sabbath songs. Sabbath songs. Okay. And I'm putting the little Ludini spin on it there. So don't leave me hate comments. I'm just trying to get the general idea of it out there. It's a great riff. Cool chromatic thing. That wasn't being done in that with that kind of heavy way, you know, when it broke. And then this cool kind of grooving, funky kind of that has a really tight groove to it. It's almost too groovy for Sabbath, but it totally fucking works. Love the Sabbath guys. Tony Iommi, so not worthy. So a little shout out to Sabbath. Explain a little bit of what's going on with Ozzy this week, and just want to put it out there for you guys. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Wicked Riff Wednesday. Thanks for hanging out with me, guys. You can go to loulombardimusic.com if you want to get in on some of the more juicy stuff. We have some good times after our podcasts on Tuesday night, getting in there, and the jokes get a little dirtier, and we have a good time. And, you know, plus I'm posting videos all the time, guitar stuff, riffs, cool things hanging out in there. So you get access to all kind of cool stuff. Plus there's some cool music and cool videos and stuff that you can't get anyplace else. LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus home base. There's merchandise there. Please share the podcast. This is how we keep great guitar-driven rock alive. And appreciate all you guys. Another shout-out one more time to my friend Ken Cadaldo. Happy birthday, my friend. I really appreciate all your support. Rock on. We love you guys. Keep great guitar-driven rock alive. And I will catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.